And by the way, what a fine app it is. Steve in the Uck did a very nice job on the Big Fatty app.
You know what? Steve in the Uck did the yeoman's work on that. And I feel so bad because right before the event, I made the decision to switch the mobile server over to another server, and I forgot to tell Steve.
That screen
went, did it? No, I don't think it did. I don't think any of his apps were pulling from the mobile server, but I had already given him that information. And then, so I like emailed him, and I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot about that. And hopefully that isn't screwing up, which it turns out it didn't screw him up at all.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And by the way, what a fine app it is. Steve in the Uck did a very nice job on the Big Fatty app.
Yes! Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 670 of the BFO for Friday, the 27th of August, 2010. Y'all, I'm not sure if you've gathered it by now, but Big Fatty has been overserved! Oh, Lord, hi, everyone! Y'all, this just may be a show of giggling. Hi, everyone! I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I can assure you that Big Fatty's Thursday night is going very, very well. And y'all, the horror event is well underway, and we have just completed the opening event of the Jell-O Shots and Snickersnacks and the Big Brother. Big Brother! And I'm going to talk about the Big Brother! A little bit later. And y'all, I don't have any fucking idea what I'm going to talk about. And y'all, I've had a couple of Jell-O shots. Bruh, honey, we can tell. You are Tvolica, you are wasted. Yes. And y'all, let me see, what happened? Oh, after I talked to believe it or not, that is the Long John Silver's chicken planks. Y'all, I don't ever go to the Long John Silver's because we don't have that in Upchuck. We have it over here in Augusta. And y'all, I don't like the fish. Y'all, it swims upstream on me. It swims upstream on me. And, but Granny and Miss Porter, they are, I think we're going to go to the Long John Silver's. Do you want anything? And I'm like, Volga. And then I said, well, maybe if they have the chicken planks, I'll have some chicken planks and French fried potatoes. And so, y'all, that's what I got. Y'all, it's hot in here. Oh, I can take my shirt off. Big Freddy, it is hot. It's hot. I gotta take my pants off too because y'all, yes, Big Freddy, you've got to get those pants off. Damn, Gussie, it's hot in here. Dick Gussie. My, that was the first time you've ever undressed for us on the little show, Big Freddy. And I gotta put these, how do you put these in the ears? Okay. And, but anyway, God, that's much better. But y'all, what was I going to say? Oh, so I had that on Thursday afternoon. Y'all and I went out and I did my special run to the Staples and took care of all the paperwork and purchasing and all that stuff. And y'all, we have received a official word that Mr. Michael Brandon is arriving at 11:31 on Thursday night, y'all. So he and Monster, I don't know if they have to have two separate seats or not, but he and his giant penis are arriving, and y'all, at I am recording this at 9 9 p.m. in the evening on Thursday for broadcast on Big Fatty. Nobody gives a shit about that. But, y'all, at 11 o'clock p.m. in the evening, I am going to be the person that is hosting... Oh, the supervising the pig pen. Y'all, I think I need to sober up a little bit between now and then, because y'all, we spent the day putting the horror event bags together, and y'all, we had all kinds of little goodies in there. We had little things of bubbles, and we had little ducks, and we had koozies with a dragon on it. And we had little safe sex kits that went in there, and a little pen, and we put a bottled water and a bag of chips. All that and a bag of chips, y'all. And what else went in there? There were hanky cards, so you could know what color hanky you wanted to advertise, and. Then we had, I don't remember, and oh, y'all, I went out to the pool this afternoon, and Miss Porter and Granny were in the pool, and y'all, they were on these floats, and Miss Porter was back behind Granny, and y'all, they were both, oh, dear, I see, I don't know what, something's going on outside the auxiliary fat cave, y'all, I don't know what it is, no, they were in the pool, they were naked in the pool, y'all, they were naked, and y'all, I swear to God, when I walked out there, because I had to give them Mr. Michael Brandon's arrival information in the Augusta Airport, and y'all, I swear, it looked like that Granny and Miss Porter were, Miss Porter was just kind of, had his face in Granny's butt, and I was like, Valga! But that wasn't what was happening. But y'all, it scarred me. And so a few minutes later, before they went to the Long John Silver's, y'all, I walked in to tell Granny and Miss Porter something. And y'all, I walked in and they were honking the bobo. And I'm like, ah, vodka. And y'all, normally they would lock the door when they do that kind of stuff. And no, they had not locked the door. Thank God I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't really see it, but I could hear that. Y'all, it's a very distinct noise when there's dual bobo honk. When there's dual bobo honking going on, simultaneous bobo honking. Maybe that'll be the title of today's show if I can remember it, but probably won't. Y'all, it's hot in here. I gotta go fix this air. It's still hot in here. This air conditioner's not working right. I gotta turn it down. So y'all, it's on 69 degrees. Oh, what did I just do? I just turned the fan on low. No. Okay, here we go. Yes, let's turn on 65 degrees. Okay, yes, Big Patty, that's much better. Thank you for your temperature control podcast. It's lovely, just lovely. But, y'all, we had the registration, and it went very well. Y'all, we've gotten some very nice items on the silent auction. And yeah, that starts on Friday morning, y'all, Friday morning. And but we've gotten some very nice items for the silent auction, and people are in there beginning to drool over them. They're just drooling all over them, drooling on them. And y'all, while I was in there, we had somebody come here. Big Patty, can we get you something? And I said, yes, I would love a Tanqueray and tonic from the auxiliary fat cave. And y'all, they poured me one, and I got so busy, the ice almost all melted by the time I had the first sip of it. And but y'all, I sucked it right down, because it was good. And y'all, then I went over to the Big Brother the Jello shots. Y'all, I must have had about 8 of them. Is that right? Yeah, and I had a Tanqueray and tonic at the bar, And y'all, I have stumbled back to the room to do the little show. And then I've got to run the pig pen. And y'all, then Friday is going to be a busy day. You know, we'll have the rest of everybody else checking in. And it's just going to be, it's lovely. Just lovely. And so there you have it. And so there you go. Now, y'all, believe it or not, y'all, I wanna go over here. I opened the what do you call this? The e-letters to see if anything had come in late, and I forgot to go back and check on it before I started the little show. And no. Oh, y'all, I did get a lovely. Oh, y'all, I got a lovely e-letter from Tim. From Tim at the Taste Like Burning, TLB. Little show. And y'all, for some reason, I can't open it. Why is that not opening? Is it me or is it the... Y'all, when the computer is slow and Big Fatty has had a cocktail or 10, it's... Oh, y'all, there's been an error. There's been an error. Why won't that open? Loading. Big Freddy, we are attempting to load this so you can read it. But anyway, I can't get it to open up because I wanted to read Tim's. Oh, here it is. Big Freddy, I am a new listener and just wanted to let you know how much fun I have listening to your little show. Dear Gussie, it's like I am visiting with my family, except that I'm enjoying myself. I am currently listening to my own mini marathon of your last 10 shows, and will probably go back even farther when I finish. Burping will never be the same. Well, I will keep listening, but I just wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed your program and I look forward to listening to more. Merry Big Red Balls to you. Y'all, speaking of Big Red Balls, y'all, there was some, there may have been some inappropriate touching at the kickoff party I've just returned from, and y'all, it was quite nice. And y'all, there must be 4 or 5 people that are having birthdays this weekend. Y'all, you know what that means? There's just a lot of fucking that goes on at the end of November. But y'all, what else? What else is new? Oh, Ben Pratty, I can tell you what else is new.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fatty, I hope you're having a wonderful Halloween and that the Miller Mushroom treated you well last night. All I can think about when you told us about loading the explosion was, what if you were to get in an automotive accident on the way to the horror event? And the police report from the South Carolina trooper would read that the explosion was festooned with sexual fetish gear, various and sundry lubricants, and dainty lunch bags. Now, you would have made the news on that one, Big Fatty. Like 2 slaves and 1 car. It sounds like a porn producer was traveling down the 405 in California. I was also going to call and tell you that any day you should be able to download the first episode of Plead Without a Country in the iTunes. The episode title is This Looks Like a Bunch of 9-Year-Old Cotton Patch Fool Decorators. It is quite funny. Everybody make sure to empty their bladder before they listen, or you could wet yourself at work and be in an inopportune situation, because there will be no pins on the hand. I'm on my way to your favorite establishment, the Five Guys Burgers and Fries. For some reason, on Thursday, they do a senior citizen special from 11 to 1, and you can't even get around the place. It's awful. It's Alfred Dunner pantsuits for days in Lincoln Town Cars. They just everywhere, Big Fatty. You can't even get around. And they share. They get a small fried share, because at this one, when you order a fry, they put your burger and your fry in there, and they just fill the bag up with fries. Lord. And you know they have the good Coke Zero there, so we have to go there. All right, then, Big Fatty, well, you have a good time over there at that horror hotel, and you never know who might show up, that country boy Wesley. He could be lurking in the bushes. All right, then, Big Fatty, you have a wonderful weekend. You tell the hats and the skulls over there to have a wonderful weekend, because she might pop up at the horror event in a flowery pantsuit. Bye.
Dear gussie, y'all, that was Jeremiah, and y'all, that is huge. That is huge news that his little show has finally been accepted in the iTunes. And y'all, I just while that was playing, I went over to see if it had been posted in the iTunes store, and it had not. But y'all, that's your homework. That's your homework for this weekend. And y'all, I'm sure that Kim Beaver will add Queen Without a Country to her fabulous list of little shows that she features over there at the lodge. And y'all, I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear Queen Without a Country. Y'all, so this weekend, be on the lookout for Queen Without a Country over there in the iTurd store. But y'all, Jeremiah brings up a couple of good points. Y'all, when is the last time that the word festooned was used in a police report? Big Fatty, the ground was festooned with sexual accoutrement, lubrication, and dainty lunch bags, y'all. And he's right. It would have made the 10 o'clock news, because y'all Big Fatty can't stay up to 11 o'clock news. Although I've got to stay up to 11 o'clock tonight to run the pig pen. Yes, Big Fatty, you are a pig and you can do it. We know you can do it. We know. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, if you can put out a show when you're as fucked up as you are, you can do the pig pen also. And the other thing that Jeremiah mentioned is the discount on Thursdays at the Five Guys. Y'all, I didn't know about that. I'll have to read up on that, because y'all, who doesn't enjoy an early bird special? Yes, Big Fatty. Well, now, y'all, it is going to be quite the weekend, and I will bring you a full blow-by-blow of everything that has gone on this weekend. And, y'all, there may have been a gentleman caller last night that I'm still trying to get over, and whenever I think about him, I think about...
And, by the way, what a fine app it is. Steve in the app did a very nice job on the Big Fatty app.
Oh, Big Fatty, if you could only push that app button for a gentleman caller.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.